The sermon is based especially on the reading from Malachi 3, our Old Testament reading, to start a reread verses 3 and 4. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings and righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. If you're interested in doing it, on that little white insert with the stewardship information and announcements, on one side is sermon notes with a few blanks. At our celebration in Ridgeville yesterday, some of the folks opened up their houses for guests to see. Our house wasn't one of them. That would take a lot of work, wouldn't it? We have a nice house and nice things, but we're not ready for 250 guests. That's how many tickets were sold, at least. When you are going to have guests in your home, you prepare it. You want to present it right. You want to honor the guests. So especially this time of year, you might have special decorations outside the house. But not only outside. You know, they're coming in, inside too. So you do that extra cleaning, perhaps. So you clean the nooks and the crannies. Make sure all the crumbs are up off the floor. All the books are in order. I don't know what they all did. I didn't visit one of those homes. But it was a lot, I am sure. Because you're having guests. And as we think about Christmas and think about Jesus coming into the world as a baby and think about later in his ministry when he was a mature man and it was John the Baptist, as in our gospel reading, preparing so many people, preparing the world to meet Jesus. That was a wonderful and big task. John did not have to worry about cleaning out a house or putting up decorations. He was in the desert. That's where people met him, in the wilderness, alongside various parts of the River Jordan. He was not so concerned about outside dress. Was he? Camel skin. He was not so concerned about what he is going to feed or what he's eating on. Honey and locusts. But what he's concerned about is the people understand their need for Jesus. That the people would repent and know that this Savior was special, was important, was life-changing. This Malachi reading, chapter 3, is very special. And I would like us to take just a bit of time to go through some points and aspects of it, because it shows us how God was planning from the time of the prophets, hundreds of years before John, how he would raise up John to prepare for Jesus, so that their minds and hearts were starting to see more fully how sinful they were, how far they fell from God's holiness, how much they needed Jesus. Malachi has two messengers, if you look closely at it, in verses 1 and 2. At the beginning, He says, I will send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. Who is the me? Who is the my? It is God. So God in Malachi prophesied there would be somebody who would prepare his way, God, for God to be among the people. So there is the messenger that prepares. And then there's another messenger, a second messenger, that's mentioned in verses 1 and 2. It says the Lord will come to his temple. And the title given to this messenger is the messenger of the covenant. So there's two messengers that Malachi talks about. The messenger who prepares the way of God, and then also the messenger of the covenant. And it's interesting, it says, in whom you delight. They're waiting for this messenger of the covenant. Now we should be sure we have a sense of the vast name this is, messenger of the covenant. What is he talking about? The covenant is this promise that God first made. If you go back to Adam and Eve, he would send a seed of the woman. But then specifically of the children of Abraham, he made a covenant with Abraham. And then Isaac and Jacob and the 12 sons who turned into the 12 tribes who went into slavery and increased in number. And then God sent Moses to bring them out. And he made a covenant with all the people, those 12 tribes. And that he was their God and they were his people. And as his people, they would live like this. And that's where the Ten Commandments fit in. And there were other commands as well. How to live as a community. How to take care of the sojourner. How to take care of the widow and the orphan. All these were laid out by God. How to live together as his people. And also within the covenant with the sacrifices and the festivals. And he gave those to the people through Moses. That's the covenant. So this title, Messenger of the Covenant, is a huge title. It encompasses all of that history and God's relationship with the people of Israel, but also God promised a new covenant. So there's something else going to happen. It is a big title. So you have a messenger who prepares the way, John the Baptist, and you have the messenger of the covenant, and that is Jesus. And we'll hear it again in the liturgy for the Lord's Supper, where Jesus says, this is the New Testament or covenant. It's the same word. You can translate it either way, testament or covenant. This is the blood of the New Testament. This is the blood of the New Covenant. Either translation is correct. That's what he's talking about. The messenger of the old covenant, but broken by the people, so the new covenant of forgiveness, messenger of the covenant. This messenger who prepares the way, what does he point out to the people? Their sins. He points out in today's reading, we heard how John, the people would point out, what should we do? And what should we do? And what should we do? He pointed out the things that we're doing wrong in our life. Stop taking bribes. Start sharing with your neighbor in your abundance. You should love your neighbor as yourself and treat your neighbor well. This is what the messenger of the covenant is going to talk about. Do you see your sins? And John did not hesitate at all to point out people's errors. At the end of the reading, did you hear in Luke 3 what I just read this morning? In the end of that reading, he got thrown into prison for his preaching. He pointed out to King Herod that what he was doing in his life and his relationships were not right. And Herod said, oh, enough of you. You're in prison. God's law, this messenger preparing the way for Jesus, spoke to the people's lives and how their lives were not going right. Malachi, going back to the Malachi 3, he then talks about this messenger of the covenant and how he purifies people. Now, this is very significant. It says you'll purify the sons of Levi. Now, the sons of Levi was the tribe of Levi. The tribe of Levi were in charge of the temple. The tribe, certain clans within the tribe of Levi were the priests. So this is the Levites and the priests all. And one of Malachi's main complaints in the whole of his book is that the priests were not doing their work. They were misleading the people. They were bad shepherds. So he talks about, and God gives him the prophecy to say, there is a coming messenger who's going to prepare the way for me. And then there is the messenger of the covenant, who, guess what, is the me, is God himself. And that messenger of the covenant, and I there, that last part at the very bottom of those notes, I quoted it straight out of the text. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. Do you see that? It's not the sons of Levi who purify themselves. They can't. But he, the messenger of the covenant, will purify the sons of Levi. It continues there. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Now that they're purified by the messenger of the covenant, then they can bring offerings in righteousness. Verse 4, then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be, and the word there is pleasing to the Lord. Then, not before. So after the messenger of the covenant purifies the sons of Levi, then their offerings are righteous. Then their worship is pleasing to God. The sons of Levi, the Levites and the priests, they could not purify themselves to be perfect and holy. They needed the person who would bring the new covenant. This applies to all of us. Peter plainly says to his listeners, to us, in his letter, for you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, God's own people. In Christ, we are all priests of God. Not by our good works, for even the Old Testament Levites and priests couldn't purify their own work. They were waiting for the messenger of the covenant, who is Christ, who is for us. John, in his work, preparing a people for Jesus, was pointing the people to Jesus. There is one who is still coming, who is greater than I. I'm not even worthy to untie his sandals. He's the one who is going to purify. In our Advent preparations, in everything we're doing, we cannot purify our hearts holy and clean by ourselves. We might be able to make our houses really nice so that we're happy to have guests to come. That we can do. But our hearts and our minds, our spirits, that is Christ, the messenger of the covenant. He prepares our minds and hearts. We listen to him. We think of the Christmas story and all the things said about him. We take his Holy Supper. This is my blood of the New Testament, shed for the forgiveness of sins. That's the preparation he gives to us to prepare us so that we can also be lights to others. They couldn't do it, purify themselves in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, we can't purify ourselves either. It is Christ in our lives. It is looking to Him and His power and His word. I have, as the very last sentence on the bottom of that page, preparing for Jesus means to look to Jesus for cleaning and purifying of our lives. To prepare for Christmas and to celebrate Christmas is to know that Christmas is about Jesus. And whatever our situation in life may be, to worship Him, to know His word, to say, Jesus, I'm not pure, but You need to make me pure, and I know You can make me pure, and You can forgive and set me right again. That's Advent. That's Christmas is coming, to look to Christ, to prepare us. You might say, the Father sent His Son to clean out our house, our temple, our lives. That's why the Son came. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give You thanks and praise for sending Your Son Jesus into the world and into our own lives. We ask You to always build up our faith in Him, build up our attention to Him, build up our energy on Him and what He has done for us, and then also to show that love and forgiveness to others. All these things, Heavenly Father, we bring to You in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.